It's Wednesday, August 5th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Allen County Councilman Paul Moss won his recount against Evelina Connolly in the Republican primary race for Allen County Commissioner District 3. The former chairman of Indiana's powerful Utility Regulatory Commission was fired from the board Monday. And Indiana's gas tax holiday is set to expire at the end of the day Thursday. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Allen County Councilman Paul Moss won his recount against Evelina Connolly in the Republican primary race for Allen County Commissioner District 3. The recount was completed earlier this week by the Allen County Election Board. In the end, Moss ended up with 10,623 votes, the same tally with which he finished after the May primary. Connolly finished with 10,557 votes. Moss will face Democrat Jorge Fernandez in November. The commissioner's race was one of two recounts from the May primary election. Late last month, Republican Darren Vogt dropped his challenge to incumbent state senator Liz Brown. Vogt, a staffer for Republican Senator Jim Banks, lost to Brown by a mere 14 votes. The former chairman of Indiana's powerful Utility Regulatory Commission was fired from the board Monday. WFYI's Zach Kessel has more.
Andy Zay served in the Indiana Senate until Governor Mike Braun appointed him as chair of the IURC in January. The body oversees rate cases for utility companies. Zay oversaw a months-long investigation into consumer outcry over electric utilities' billing practices. Zay voted to approve a rate increase for Central Indiana Electric Utility AES Indiana in June. Because of the vote, Braun demoted him from chair to commissioner. The governor's office confirmed Zay, a Republican, was fired from his seat. The State Personnel Department says Zay was let go over allegations about a financial disclosure filing, personal gifts to employees, and telling staff to change a public meeting agenda. The open seat leaves the five-member commission with four members. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
Indiana's gas tax holiday is set to expire at the end of the day Thursday. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, experts say it's not clear how much gas prices might go up.
Governor Mike Braun launched the gas tax holiday in April and has extended it every month through August 6th. But that's as far as he can extend the holiday without approval from the legislature, and he's indicated that's not likely to happen. Patrick DeHaan is an analyst with Gas Buddy, a gas price tracker. He says Indiana residents might get lucky.
Right now it's looking okay. Like, the increase is probably not going to be as significant, because we're also seeing the wholesale price decline at the same time. There's a potential increase in tax.
DeHaan estimates the state has spent roughly $500 million on the gas tax holiday, something he says he's never seen before. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Indiana leaders want coal plants to remain open in the state. Clark County, Indiana has brought in nearly $3 million since the sheriff's office entered an agreement last year to hold people for ICE. And Indiana officials say the state is facing a crisis to help criminal defendants who need mental health support before they stand trial. That's Who and What for Wednesday, August 5th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.